Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with John Merrick, former mayor of Mount Union, about the finalization of the city's unincorporation. This is part one of a two-part interview. So you are officially unincorporated as of now. So I guess everything went all right with the state and everything like that?
Yes, sir. We had a packet put together. All that was required for us to turn in was a copy of the certification of the election that showed that it passed the election to move forward. Technically, we were unincorporated on February 17th. However, it wasn't certified until this Wednesday when the City Development Board actually met. So we had our packet in. We had all the information that they needed, and we had cleared up, I would say, about 95% of our debt that we've had out there. And so that should be kind of a smooth sailing in that part.
Okay. So there's a report about the sewer system and that there's still money owed to that. What is that referring to?
I saw that on Facebook as well, which I think they were just repeating a report from AP, which I think they were getting it from the Burlington Hawkeye since they were there at the meeting. They got their information incorrect, unfortunately. It happens. I think there was a miscommunication or someone's just using old information. It's Russ who owes the debt. They're the ones that has the loan out with the USDA of $297,000 was the original loan. And there is a debt, but it's Russ that owes the debt. And the debt can only be paid by the user fees of the people. So this unincorporation of Mount Union has nothing to do with the function of the sewer system.
Okay, so the people still would have had to pay this even if the city didn't unincorporate?
That's correct, because see, the city does not own the system, does not set the rates. We're not part of Russ. We're just another customer like everybody else. So technically what happened is, think of Mount Union as a person who has died. We're dead. We have no heirs, so there's no one to pass our debt on to. And what I mean by debt is that there's no estate left over for debtors to go after. Now, the city of Mount Union, by unincorporating, everyone else still pays their sewer bill because they pay that directly to Russ. Russ bills them. They pay Russ. Now, when people don't pay their bill, the only role that Mount Union had was to, once a year, apply the amount that's due to people's property taxes. And through that tax lien process, they would pay their property taxes and the sewer bill at that time. That money would come to the city, and then the city turns around and sends that money to Russ. So we're kind of acting like a middleman between the homeowner and Russ at this point in time. When the city is unincorporated, since we're gone, we're not there to put that debt onto to the property owner's taxes, which is already on the sewer bill. People already know that they owe X amount of dollars. They receive a bill like once every 3 months. The homeowner would get a bill. So with Mount Union being gone, now, there's no one there to put it onto the property taxes for that collection. Now, the city is not allowed by law to use its city funds or the tax monies that it's received through the general fund or such to pay that ahead of time. And this is from the Russ resolution that when they signed for the loan for $297,000 in Section 2, and it says, the debt shall be payable solely from the net revenues of the Mount Union sewer system, and the bonds shall not be a general obligation of Russ, the city, or its counties. The city or the county shall be liable by reason of the failure of the net revenues of Mount Union sewer system. The loan shall be payable both as to principal and interest solely and only from the future net revenues of the Mount Union sewer system pledged therefore. In other words, according to the resolution by Russ and the requirement of the USDA, the city cannot pay with its general funds the loan, the cost of operating the system. It has to be from the user fees. So that was signed in 2010 after the agreement was signed, the 20E agreement was signed in 2008. And you say, well, John, that's just a different contract. However, in the same resolution, Russ has written, all resolutions and orders which includes a 28E agreement, of any part thereof of the board in conflict with this resolution and the rural development loan resolution are hereby repealed. In other words, if in the 28E agreement the city had agreed to pay ahead of time people's sewer bills, that has been repealed by their contract in 2010, where the rest agreed that it can only come from the user fees and cannot and will not be a general obligation debt of the city.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with John Merrick. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.